Okay, I saw some very interesting videos today. One was, I'll do the easy one first. One was about the Jake's man at somebody's party and the stuff that they were doing at the party, you know, him sitting in the middle of it like it's just the wonderfulest place to be. Now, the people who made the video, of course, were kind of shocked that someone who's supposedly be this big Christian leader can actually be hanging out at a P. Diddy party, because the stuff that they were doing, they said was not kosher for him to, for the Jake's guy to be there. Now, somebody would jump up and say, you know how they are, well, Jesus, he ate with the sinners. You know, people can be so, and but if you think about how Jesus went through his process of telling people about Christ, when he went to eat with the sinners, and of course, wine back then was something to drink, okay. But what he would do is he would sit there, eat with them, tell them about his father, and then what would he do? He would leave. He would not sit there in the middle of the party, you want to say, and eat, drink, and be merry. He did not do that. He had a job to do for his father. He did what he needed to do. He said what he needed to say. And he, boom, gone. Now, for someone, you got to think about, if y'all are really into this, you got to think about how Christianity is, not Christianity, talking about Jesus Christ and God, Christianity as a religion has gone down the tube, especially in black churches. And it is just amazing how someone could say that I believe in Jesus Christ when they live so opposite of what they say they believe. I'm just amazed at some of these people. And it done got to the point now where you're looking at the Franklin dude, this Jake's person. I even saw something about, now you see it, but I heard something about this Hayden guy. No, Hayden. Dietrich Haddon guy doing all this craziness. And people are okay with it. It's like they make up every excuse for these people. And that is what shows me that the world is going to hell in a handbasket, as they would say. A big giant handbasket. Like, what I'm saying is their coffin or something like that. Because people don't care. These so-called Christians, see, when people say, oh, 70, you know, what religion? I tell them I'm not in a religion. I say I am a Christian. And what does a Christian mean? Christian means I am like Christ. So the things that I read in my word, in the Bible, my life should repeat that. You know, that you should see that in me. So if I tell you, go to Luke chapter 3 and read verse 10, you know, you should see some of that in me. I shouldn't be walking around here thinking I'm better than God, bigger than God, because I got a little money. And confusing the poor people who are trying to be Christians. Okay, they're not trying to be, I'm not trying to be in Christianity. I am trying to be a Christian. And so I'm trying to walk that walk. And it's hard, and I can see why it's so hard for people, especially young people. They're like, well, if these people can do what they're doing, sleeping around and dancing in the clubs, and so why shouldn't I do it? Why should I even say I'm a Christian? Well, who cares when these people are doing what they're doing? And it's so sad. You know, these people don't, and what these Jakes and Franklins and Haddocks people don't understand is you can't believe that there is a God. There's no way. There is no way that somebody who truly is living the life can say that it's okay for them to go into clubs and dance like little sluts and stuff. And you're trying to tell me you believe there's a God? There is no way. Because God is he's not just an awesome, loving God. He is a God of consuming fire. And when he get tired of us, he knows how to get, come on now. He knows how to handle us better than anybody. And people are like, oh, God wouldn't do this. God wouldn't do that. Read your Bible. Why do y'all think Sodom and Gomorrah was burnt down, was destroyed? Because of the wickedness and the sinful sexual morality was just gone. And you're trying to tell me you believe that there's a God? You don't believe there's a God. There's no way you can believe that there's a God. There is no... That's like me walking down... I'm walking down one of the trails over here where I live. And I see a copperhead, right? I see this snake. And I'm going to say, oh, there's no snake there. Excuse me? There's no snake there. How could there be a snake there? I don't see a snake. You don't? You don't see that snake there about to bite you? Mm-mm. No. No. I don't see it. So when people walk around saying, I can do what I want to do. It doesn't matter. Yeah, because it doesn't matter because you don't believe that there's a God. It's not possible. Because if I believe that that snake was there, I'm not going to try to walk right over it. Correct? But if I believe that that thing was there, I'm going to do my best to get myself out of its way. So if I say I believe that there's a God, just to believe that there is a God, let alone believe in God, there's no way I would live like these people. And I sit myself and I say to myself, God can come get me anytime. And I'm like, does people realize it has nothing about to do with just the rapture? When you die, it's over, you know? And I'm not telling y'all I'm the best at being a Christian, but I am sincere in my walk with this being a Christian. I am wanting to do my best to live like Christ wants me to. And I know it takes reading, it takes praying, it takes, you know, being around people who truly love God like you do. We got to stop letting these people off. Nah, I ain't gonna say we know. Y'all gonna have to stop letting these people walk away like they doing something magical or doing something awesome or doing something so beautiful when they say, oh yeah, I cussed them out and y'all clapping. What the heck? That's a problem. That's a problem. But see, that tells you, as long as I'm under the wings of a pastor who do stuff like that, it's okay for me to do stuff like that. Then they can't come back to me and say, oh, you know, you're a sinner. You did it. No. You just did it yourself. So you can't come back at me. It's just so sad. So it's a horrible situation that's going on. And nobody can tell me that the end times are not here. You can't tell me that. People just doing anything and everything. This man, this Jake's man, shaking hands with this man who said he's going to break the wall and bring abortion back. Don't y'all know that's murder? People don't realize that. And yeah, some young person might have got an abortion and, you know, and they're in that situation. But God will help them. God will forgive them, actually. And they sincere now, he will forgive them. But for these people to think that, oh, it's okay just to say, court, it's okay to just have an abortion. It's okay to murder my child. No, we can't be going around telling people that it's okay. It's not okay. But that's what's happening. And it's just, I don't know what to tell y'all. Y'all better pray. I mean, if you truly believe and you're doing your best to try to live a life as a Christian, please, please, I beg of you, to read, pray, do what you got to do to keep yourself girded up, because next week you could be an unbeliever just that quick, because that's what's happening with these people. Just that quick. You already done said, oh, no, God ain't real. What? Why do you believe that there's no such thing as a God? You know, next thing you know, you caught up in it. It's a scary world out there, y'all. So I behoove you to please take care of your mind. Block your, get some kind of protection for your mind, a protection for your body. And I always ask God to help you be aware of what's going on around you and what you're doing so you can repent right then and there. Oh, God bless y'all. Be good. Try to live life as best you can without leaving Christ out.